to experience.
Right. They have been thinking about what to talk about as usual. And I listened to this other guy's podcast, which he just launched on Twitter. And it's so fucking amazing. And I feel like my podcast is shit. So coming from there. But I also had a really productive meeting today. Productive in the sense that I don't know if it's actually going to lead to work. But it's really cool to always meet someone who works at a PR agency or a digital agency. And someone who has to work with the brand, their client, and work with me. And try and get the client and the creative person together and make that happen. So from that point of view, it was quite fun. It's always nice to understand the other side of what is happening. I spent a lot of time ranting and raving and bitching about how, PR and other agencies are really terrible and how they don't understand how it works, etc. At that point, and this was still about a couple of years ago, I mean, I don't do that anymore. That's primarily because I made friends with all these agencies and people who work there. So that's when you kind of try to... you get that perspective that, oh my god, ye log bhi bichare beech mein phans rahe, you know. So it took me a while and I kind of understand where they're coming from and what they're trying to do. And there are pain points on all sides. I mean, clients, obviously, because clients themselves are not bloggers or photographers or influencers, they don't really understand how that works. But the truth of the matter is that there are a lot of influencers and bloggers and photographers also who don't know what they're doing. So I don't think you can really blame a person in particular, obviously, unless they're being a total asshole. I mean, there are people like that also on all sides of the table. So the meeting was interesting. And one of the things that I was mentioning to them was that Instagram numbers and how I don't think that they're relevant anymore. I think that sounds a little harsh, and I'm not trying to say that Instagram is not relevant anymore. I'm saying Instagram numbers is a way to judge whether an influencer is worth working with, or if a content creator, a photographer, or a creative person who has an Instagram presence is worth working with. I don't think the numbers matter anymore in that sense. In the sense that if you know someone who is doing good work, and for example, for someone like me, it would be, I'm doing good work as a photographer. You know, if I am producing images, I am doing work with clients, etc., and I'm producing good quality images that help with brand building. Then if I've been doing this for some time and you have seen that my work is good, then if you come to Instagram and, you know, what if I've just joined Instagram? So then I'm going to have like 200 followers. Especially in today's day and age, two things. One is that the Instagram algorithm is what controls what kind of content you get to see on Instagram. So that means that, I have around 43,000 followers on Instagram. Not all of them get to see what I have posted. I might not even show up in their, feeds on top. And you don't really have control over that. It's up to Instagram and how they change the algorithm. It's up to them. They're a for-profit business, so they have to find ways of making money. And I think the algorithm is one way for them to get smaller influencers like me to get to pay them and buy sponsored posts and ads on Instagram so that all my 43,000 followers can see my content, which, I can't really blame them for it. It's a for-profit business. They have to pay salaries. They're running a business. It's not a charity. Now, people like us get work via Instagram, where people see our work and then they hire us. Instagram never gets to see any of that money, so they're not getting a commission. I think Instagram, for someone like me, was always a place where I would be, sharing my work. That, okay, my portfolio is there on the website, but if you would rather follow me on Instagram, then here you go, it's on Instagram as well. That was the original idea of why I was on Instagram. Now the algorithm has kind of changed a lot of stuff, and I can't depend on Instagram to get work. So I have to look for other avenues. And of course, my blog and my website are my mainstays any day of the week. The second thing that has changed on Instagram is that there are a lot of people that I meet pretty much on a daily basis who might know that, okay, yes, you can buy followers on Instagram, but they're not aware that you can also buy likes. You can also buy comments on Instagram. You have subscription models where you can pay this website or service, and you can tell them that I want X number of likes on my images every day, and you can resubscribe every week or you can resubscribe every month, depending on whatever the pay package is or how many likes you like, for example. Now, the limitations of that are that you can post maybe about a limited number of photos every day. And then each of your photos, for example, if you sign up and say, I want 1,000 likes on each of my photos. So they'll tell you that, okay, you can't post more than 7 photos a day or 10 photos a day. And only those photos will get 1,000 likes, the others will not. So it's that specific. So I don't think you can any longer, judge the reach of an influencer just by looking at their Instagram numbers. You have to figure out a way to, again, it keeps coming back to ROI. I don't think bloggers, influencers, or brands or agencies really know how to put a number on that. Recently, someone was talking about, as a blogger, how they price their posts. And one of the suggestions was that, imagine you're a brand and you want a certain amount of reach on Facebook, for example. So how much money will you be paying to Facebook for a promoted post to reach those number of people? So as a blogger, that's what I will charge. I think it is kind of stupid to compare yourself to Facebook. As a creative person, what I bring to the table is not as simple as, 500,000 people just looking at an image. I'll give you an example. Till the end of 2016, I think I was doing I was doing ads on Facebook to get traffic to the blog. I wanted to try it out, and I stayed with it for a while. And I was spending a lot of money every month. And what I realized was that, so when you look at Google Analytics, you kind of get an idea of what kind of traffic you're getting to the blog, right? So I looked at my blog, and what had essentially happened was that while my traffic had grown, I was getting about 100,000 page views every month, and I was getting a lot of new visitors to the blog. But at the same time, the bounce rate of the blog had also gone up from 12%, which is considered to be quite crazy and it's quite awesome. It had gone up to almost 80%. So at the end of the day, what is the use of doing those ads on Facebook? I mean, sure, I can show that I have 100,000 page views, but at the end of the day, masala kya hai usme? Page views are also like, buying Instagram followers. You can put ads somewhere and, you'll get a lot of views. But what's the point of those views? Where is it translating? What connection has that viewer made to your brand or to your campaign? Has it probably resulted in more awareness about your brand or even sales of the product, I don't think that was working. So eventually I stopped doing ads even on Facebook. I started instead putting that money into my personal projects, which is why I've recently started doing Eyes for Influencers. So it's, it's literally me like, okay, this month I'm not spending that much money on Facebook. I've got this money and I can spend it on going and visiting somebody, taking pictures, taking an interview and featuring them on my blog. So it's like a business development marketing expenditure for me. But again, and of course, because I stopped doing those Facebook ads, traffic has dropped. But again, my bounce rate is also back to my 12 to 15%, which is insanely good as far as I'm concerned. So as I think as clients or even as bloggers, we need to understand what numbers mean what. It's not ki arre Instagram pe itne sare followers hai, so this influencer is better than that influencer. And it's not also just about the quality of images. I think going forward, pretty much everyone is going to have amazing photographs, on Instagram, for example. But point kya hai wo photo banane ka? You know what I mean? It's not, see, as a photographer, I know that brands need an image bank. So I need to photograph their product or their service or their employees or their behind the scenes, depending on what is it that the brand wants to showcase. So as an influencer, I think you need to figure out what is it that you're adding to the brand. I mean, it's all well and good to wear clothes and pose and everything. That's cool. I mean, there is a huge market for that also. But it's not simply saying, hey, Instagram, I have like so many followers, so you should pay me so much. I honestly think that Instagram numbers are not relevant the way they used to be till about 4 or 5 years ago. Now it's more like जिसके पास जितना पैसा है उतने ज़्यादा followers हैं. So if you have the kind of money to where you can, you know, spend 25,000 rupees and get 250,000 followers, then that person is how is that person a better influencer? You're just someone who has deeper pockets than say someone who doesn't have 25,000 to spend. I'm not really sure what the answer is. I think it's quality of content, of course, matters. How is the brand using that content, which is important, which is also where I think a partnership needs to come in between, you know, the blogger and the agency and the brand. And then you figure out that, okay, you know, we're coming up with a campaign and we want to associate with this influencer and we want to, then, you know, then our budget is ki acha ye sab publish karwa do har jagah. It's like how PR used to work on traditional media. So you would pay a certain amount of money to a certain publication, send them these photos and get them to publish it in a certain part of the, you know, publication. There are bloggers who do that even now. So if you're just looking at, ki humne aaj 500 blogs pe publish karwa diya hai, so then you have a separate budget for that. But how are you first creating that content, right? And this whole, you know, think of, aray, that person, how come you have so many followers, but you have such little likes, etc. Everyone's Instagram engagement has tanked across the board internationally. If you are listening to any other podcasts about influencer marketing, you will get to hear this. Because of the algorithm, things have changed. The number of daily followers, especially in the last 1 to 2 months, has dropped considerably. So I don't think Instagram, you should look at it as, ki, oh, so many followers work with this influencer. You should look at, you know, are they actually talking to their followers who leave comments? Are they engaging with the audience? And not just saying, oh, you know, sign dal diya, smiley dal diya, heart dal diya. Is it a conversation happening? Is it happening regularly? I mean, I could easily go and buy likes and say that, okay, I have 43,000 followers, so I get 43,000 likes on each of my photos. I can buy it. I can even afford to invest in that. But it's not sustainable because, and forget sustainable. Matlab, point kya hai? Koi point nahi hai. Because, okay, sure, you know, there are people who get to see, ki, aray, oh my God, so many likes on her photos. Maybe we should work with her. She's awesome. But when they work with me, for example, and if I have bought those likes, and even when I post photos of that particular brand or that particular client, and the client is like, oh, wow, so many likes. And then they get no traffic to their website. As it is, Instagram doesn't allow you to, you know, click on URLs, etc. The only two ways of doing it is if you have more than 10,000 followers, you get that swipe up in your Insta stories. And the second way to do it is that you make the link in your bio, which I absolutely hate doing. Link in bio, okay, I mean, again, that's personal. You can do it, sure. I mean, if that's what works for you and what the client even involves and if it's relevant. But apart from that, Instagram doesn't even allow you to click. So, matlab, fayda kya hai? It's okay, sure, it's great visual content. So then you just share the visual content. How do the likes matter then? So that's what I wanted to talk about. I'm not, like I said, I don't really know what the answers are. Everyone seems to be going crazy that, oh my God, Instagram pe followers nahi aa rahe hain. I used to get 70 followers every day. Now I get like 2 followers every day. What is going on? What is going on is that you have given away control to a third-party platform that has its own profit and business model to think about. You have to, as an influencer or as a creative person, you have to think of what is your business model. What are you bringing to the table for which someone should spend money on you? Why should anyone do that? And you can't just depend on Instagram. Tomorrow, like I've said a million times, agar kal Instagram band ho gaya, if Instagram shuts down tomorrow, if that is what your business has been dependent on, then your business shuts down as well. That's not a very good business model. So thanks for listening. That's what I wanted to talk about. I have given a lot of interviews this last 1 week and I have a bunch of questions from that I will probably address in the other episodes, coming up episodes of the podcast. And thank you for listening.